The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and interesting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real, we are always unscripted, and we're so happy you joined us. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I am your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And this month is Heart Health Month, so we have a lot to talk about. In fact, we're going to be doing a two-part show talking about heart health. This week, we are going to be focusing on two pretty big issues for many people here in this country and outside of this country. We're going to be talking about blood pressure and cholesterol, elevated cholesterol in particular. And anyway, got a lot of great information for you, things that might hopefully will be helpful. I'm sure probably everybody listening has at least one person you know that struggles with either blood pressure or elevated cholesterol. But before we get into all of that, we want to have Melody remind all of you how you can stay connected to us.
Our main hub for connecting is going to be www.cohradio.com. Or you can still go through the long handwritten name, which is crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Either way, it'll get you right to that same portal. So cohradio.com or crossroadsofhealthradio.com. From there, you can actually link over to our emeraldlabs.com page. We've been in business since 1996. So we currently produce over 100 different products. They're all additive free, doctor formulated, and made right here in Southern California in our GMP certified manufacturing facility. So every single formula that we make is available online to view for more information. You can also try and find a local store in your area on the where to buy. The one thing about that little search engine, though, is it's not going to necessarily tell you which product mix the stores carry. We have some amazingly strong partners out there like Sprouts, you know, which is nationwide. We've got Mothers here in Southern California. We've got Good Nutrition out in the Georgia area. There's just some great chains and independents all over the U.S., but it won't tell you what they carry. So if you want a one-stop shop, then you're going to want to click on Buy Now, and that would actually take you over to Supplements.one, which is our web affiliate that exclusively carries every single product that we make. And because they do carry everything that we make, we have a very unique partnership with them through this show. If you're one of our listeners, you'll get to enjoy an additional discount off of their 10% everyday ongoing price that they offer on our products when we give you a coupon code at the end of the show that applies to the products that we're talking about today. So, Rick, we've got a really exciting show, and blood pressure, cholesterol affects so many different people. These are issues that are faced by so many people. So we've got a lot of fun things to share with you today.
That's true. Recently, I actually had to test my blood pressure because our insurance, to get a better rate, they needed my BMI and my blood pressure. So for those of you that are interested, my brother bought this cool blood pressure monitor. You can get it on Amazon Amazon doesn't pay me to say that, but whatever. But anyway, but it was like $25 and it's your, and it, you know, gets all tight on your arm. And my daughter hates doing it for that reason, but it was cool. So I did my blood pressure and did it again, and we actually saved money. So it was really cool. So my blood pressure was good enough and my BMI was good enough to save $79 a month. So I was so happy about that.
You could have saved yourself that, and John could have taken your blood pressure.
Well, yeah, but John is not nearby. Her husband is, he's great at what
he does.
He's
a paramedic. So he's got a blood pressure cuff. He's got, you know, his stethoscope. The kids like listening through his stethoscope. Wow. And he's got all of that stuff. So
cool deal. Well, you know, before we get into the show, I'm just going to do this because I wasn't sure if I was going to do this in the show. But recently, I got this dad joke book. We're going to talk about this later in future shows, more about this. But I have this joke, and my wife and I, we laughed and laughed. And my daughters think dad jokes are just so stupid. If any of your dads are listening, they're not stupid. Most dad jokes are cool. And they're kind of witty. And this one is really good.
I love dad jokes.
So, yeah. So, for those of you that are listening, I have to think about this for a minute. So, why does everybody love Switzerland so much? Mel, come on, play along here.
Why is that?
Well, the flag's a big plus. We laughed because when you really think about
you told me that joke and I cracked up, and I told John that joke and he cracked up. I think that that was a really good one.
So there you go. So why do people like Switzerland so much? Well, the flag's a big plus. So tell that to all your friends, even my daughters. They said, oh, that wasn't bad. But there are other ones that, you know, they thought were worse. But anyway, I'm going to be telling more in the future. But anyway, just to kick off the show with some good humor, there you go. I suppose we should get into our talking points. So since we're talking about blood pressure and cholesterol, there's a lot of really involved information. We're going to get through as much of it as we can. We, of course, need to tie in the products to this and why they're so great and so effective. But so I'm going to start off my talking point on blood pressure, some things that Mark Stengler has written about blood pressure, just to kind of get your feet wet here. So as blood circulates through the body, it presses against the walls of the arteries. The force of this action is called blood pressure. When the pressure is too high, the arterial walls become distorted. They may narrow or thicken, and an extra burden of stress is placed upon the heart. Blood pressure may temporarily rise from exercise, stress, and emotions ranging from joy to anger. Usually the pressure returns to normal once the situation has passed. In many people, however, blood pressure is high all the time. About 1 in 3 adults in the United States has high blood pressure, also known as hypertension, including almost half of those over the age of 65. The disorder can lead to very serious conditions, including stroke, heart disease, diabetes, eye damage, and kidney problems. So it is considered one of the country's leading health problems. Sometimes there are symptoms of high blood pressure. You may have unexplained headaches, nosebleeds, or spells of dizziness or sweating. But most of the time, high blood pressure is completely asymptomatic. So it's vital that you have it checked regularly. So again, that Amazon thing, $25, you can check it as often as you want. Easily. So it's cheap and it's easy to do. So that's something that I may start doing, you know, I don't know, once a quarter, just check it and see where it is. It's not a bad idea considering it is asymptomatic. So the disorder can strike anyone at any age, but it is most common among the elderly, African Americans, and people of all races living in the southeastern United States. If you fall into any of these risk categories, or if you have a family history of hypertension, you should be doubly sure to have routine checks and to take preventive measures. About 90% of all cases of high blood pressure are called primary or essential hypertension, meaning that there is no underlying disease and no obvious cause. Most likely a cluster of lifestyle factors is to blame, which can be diet, lack of exercise, stress, smoking. They've all been linked to an increase in blood pressure. If another disease or condition such as cardiovascular, kidney, adrenal, or thyroid disease causes the problem, it is called secondary hypertension. A very small percentage of people suffer from malignant hypertension, in which blood pressure can suddenly soar to extremely dangerous levels. Essential hypertension, as discussed here, can often be controlled with home treatment. But if you have any kind of high blood pressure, you must be under the care of a doctor. Talk to him or her about the strategies you want to employ for wellness. Secondary hypertension is elevated blood pressure that results from an underlying, identifiable, and often correctable cause. Only about 5 to 10% of hypertension cases are thought to result from secondary causes. Patients with secondary hypertension are treated by controlling or removing the underlying disease or pathology, although they may still require antihypertensive medication. And one thing about medications, when you're taking prescription medications, anytime you do, you always want to look at the side effects. You can just go online. You just need a PDR, physician's desk reference. But look at those side effects, because often these medications leach nutrients. They might leach magnesium. They might be destructive to vitamin D. You, at the very least, if you have to go on these medications, want to figure out what is being destroyed or leached out of the body. Make sure you're replacing those nutrients. And often doctors, they don't really tell you those things. So then you can have secondary effects from the medication, and then they end up giving you another medication because you're, you know, vitamin D deficiency leads to all kinds of things, magnesium deficiency, and those types of things. So
downward
always check
spiral.
That out. Yeah, exactly. And it's a med after med after med. It's not good. There are other things in this book that we thought we might want to talk about that are germane to the subject matter. So I don't know. You had a point that you want to make about blood pressure, even though it's my talking point. We can share it. It's fine.
It is. Okay. Well, some people who have hypertension, or maybe there's a family history of hypertension, they think, oh, I need to be on a low salt diet. And that's not the case for everybody because only some people are sodium sensitive. Now, I'm going to leave it at that. And then next week, if you tune into part two, Rick will expand upon that. But it does say, you know, here, some people with high blood pressure benefit from restricting their intake of salt. Salt contains sodium, which causes water retention and increases the pressure inside the arteries. But it's not enough to simply stop using table salt. You need to really cut out high sodium processed and packaged foods, as well as smoked meats and cheeses, which are loaded with sodium. Saturated, hydrogenated, partially hydrogenated fats cause high blood pressure and place a terrible burden on your arteries and heart. Eliminate animal products, margarine, butter, shortening, and refined vegetable oils. Sugar is also linked to hypertension. So people don't always think about sugar, but if you don't eat packaged or processed foods, you'll eliminate the largest source of added sugar from your diet. But you should also avoid sugary baked goods and limit your intake of foods that are sweetened naturally. Overindulgence in caffeine is a cause of high blood pressure. So cutting back on coffee and soda and chocolate and caffeinated teas are great. And then also just like limiting yourself to only no more than one alcoholic beverage a day. These are just like basic things that you can do nutritionally.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. So, you know, there
and
you
let
go.
Let me just say, I know we got to go to break here, but salt is NaCl, which is, if you go to periodic table, if you have chemistry background, sodium chloride. Your stomach acid is produced from hydrogen chloride. So if you remove all salt from your diet, often you can suffer from low stomach acid. So I always use a salt shaker, but I also avoid those classically high sodium foods that are highly processed. So it's learning how to control salt intake, but we're going to talk more. But remember, only a certain smaller percentage are sodium sensitive. So salt is not always the absolute enemy of those with high blood pressure. But we'll talk more about that next week. So you'll have to tune in for part two. But with that, we're out of time for segment one. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated. To learn more, visit www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Or you can find Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium at health food stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's supplements.one.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana. I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson, today. And this is part one of our Heart Health Show. Now, before the break, Rick shared some really valuable information about blood pressure and what causes people to have high blood pressure. And we talked about some things you can do dietarily to avoid blood pressure. And he's got a little bit more on that. But before we dive back in, If you've missed any part of the show or would like to catch some archives of past shows, which, you know, talk about various different topics, you can go to our main hub, www.cohradio or crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And from there, you can actually check out the archives, but also you can meet up with us on our social media pages. So facebook.com/COH Radio or on Instagram at COH Radio. And we will be posting little fun facts. Sometimes there's cool recipes on there, sometimes inspirational quotes, but we want to interact with you. So please join us on social media. And with that, Rick, I know you had more to talk about nutritionally for those who suffer from high blood pressure.
Just a couple of things that we'll finish this up with. The DASH diet, that's capital D-A-S-H, consider the following well-studied DASH diet with your doctor's supervision. DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. The DASH diet has been shown to reduce blood pressure. It includes whole grains and preferably non-gluten. You can have brown rice, quinoa, millet, things like that are great. Poultry, fish, nuts, and low amounts of fats, red meats, sweets, and sugar. Low amounts of, you know, fats, red meat, sweets, and sugared beverages. It is high in potassium, calcium, magnesium, which help to lower blood pressure. Potassium is particularly important to reduce blood pressure. Then I just want to mention good sources of potassium include apples, avocados, asparagus, cabbage, oranges, tomatoes, bananas, kelp, and alfalfa. Apples are actually considered superfoods for people with high blood pressure. And one other thing, dehydration increases the risk of hypertension. So drink a glass of clean, quality water every 2 waking hours. So those are all just some practical things that you can do. And when we get into the formula, there's a few other things on blood pressure we'll come back on. But Melody needs to do her talking point that we'll circle back around on blood pressure.
My talking point today, it is definitely related. It's talking about how to prevent a heart attack and a stroke. And I have to say, this is something that personally, I was impacted by the effects of this in my own personal life this last year with a very close family friend who had 4 strokes in a row. Oof. You know, she's recovering from that. And she's, you know, she's later in her years right now, and she's got a few other things going on. But this is something that, you know, a lot of people are at a high risk for this. So these simple things are things that maybe you can share with a loved one, even if you're not the person that's at a high risk. So it says here, today I'm going to make you an expert in saving yourself from a heart attack or stroke. You may not have a medical degree, but you certainly can figure out what's what when it comes to the ultimate in protection for your ticker. This is very interesting. It says in these next few minutes, you're going to have something on your side that most doctors don't, and that's science. How crazy is that? Most in the medical mainstream throw that word around like they own it, but a new report exposes the ugly truth and the dirtiest secret in heart care. It turns out that more than 90% of what they tell you may not be backed by science. In fact, most of the time, they may just be making it up as they go. There's zero science behind many heart guidelines. The new report looked at some 6,300 treatment recommendations issued by all the big names in mainstream. That includes the American College of Cardiology, the American Heart Association, and the European Society of Cardiology. Of those 6,300, less than 10% were actually backed by rigorous gold standard medical research. And that number is actually getting worse. A decade ago, 11% of treatment recommendations were backed by sound science. That's already a very pathetically low number, but it sank even lower. It's now down to just 9%. Isn't that amazing in all the wrong ways? Of the rest, of the more than 90% remaining, half were backed by as little as a single small clinical trial. That's scary. Just one.
Terrible.
So one little study, and they make a major rule for everyone. And that's just not, that's not even the worst of it. More than 40% of those guidelines are merely expert opinion. No science at all, not even a single small study. That's very scary. So now several natural therapies are proven in multiple human clinical trials, something that mainstream can't say about their own recommendations more than 90% of the time. So just a basic cheat sheet of some of the best in natural nutritional support to help support your heart and prevent heart attack and stroke includes taking omega-3 fatty acids, L-carnitine, taurine, magnesium, CoQ10, and selenium. And then Dr. Singler's a big advocate, too, for the Mediterranean lifestyle. And there's all sorts of information out there about Mediterranean lifestyle and diet. So, I mean, this was kind of disturbing to me, Rick, when I read this, realizing that less than 10% of what's being cited by the major organizations dealing with heart health recommendations and medical recommendations, less than 10% is backed by gold standard medical science. And that's, it's kind of disappointing. So
it's the media world we live in. It's unfortunate. Yeah. The people with the loudest megaphones often aren't the ones that maybe you should be listening to.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, we need to do our own homework.
We have a couple of really phenomenal formulas today that we really want to focus on for you. Our blood pressure health and our cholesterol health. And there's some just great nutritional support in each of these formulas.
Absolutely. There are a couple things before we get into blood pressure health, but there was a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study of 74 people with type 2 diabetes, found that 100 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 taken twice daily significantly lowered blood pressure over a period of 12 weeks. So 100 milligrams taken twice daily significantly lowered blood pressure over 12 weeks. Other studies have also found the CoQ10's blood pressure lowering effects. So that's just, there are certain nutrients that you should always sort of be thinking about. And we have significant amounts of CoQ10 in our multis, especially the ones for 45 and older. I always tell people, I say, if you're going to take, which is the multi show, but if you can take it, even if you're 30, I'd still take the 45 plus just for all the other benefits that you get with antioxidants and things like that. And then there was another randomized double-blind study published in the Journal of Nutrition. It was conducted on 65 pre-hypertensive and mildly hypertensive adults who were not taking blood pressure-lowering medications. Those who drank 1.25 grams of hibiscus tea brewed in 240 milliliters of water for 6 minutes, three times daily, significantly reduced systolic blood pressure by a mean of 7.2 mmHg is mercury, after 6 weeks of treatment. So that's just hibiscus tea. I mean, that was something Melody was talking about.
I love that study because I've loved, it's called Jamaica, if you get it in the Mexican market. You know, I've got on my side of the family, like through my paternal grandmother, lots of Latin, Hispanic, Mexican food traditions and stuff. And so I grew up drinking Jamaica tea. And it's easy to confuse that with jicama, which is that root vegetable that looks a lot like a potato and kind of tastes like a really watery, almost sweet,
crunchy, like
sweet potato. It's or like it's almost like an Asian pear, but not sweet. It's
right.
Like got that same crunch. Anyway, so the Jamaica, it is made from the hibiscus petals and parts of that hibiscus flower, and it brews this really tart, really red tea. Like you could dye clothes in it. It is so bright red. Now, what you usually find, at a Mexican market or a lot of Mexican restaurants, is you'll find it really in a punch form. They've added a ton of sugar to it. But for me, when I've made it fresh, I really, really cut down on that sugar. And I actually really enjoy the sour tartness. I love sour tart things. But it's nice to know that it's actually also really good for your heart and blood pressure. So, you know, bonus if you are taking it the right way and not adding a pound of sugar to it.
Exactly. Hey, before we go to the break, I'm just really quickly, we're going to talk about the blood pressure health formula by Emerald Labs, which is something that can really potentially help you maintain healthy blood pressure ratios in your body. I just want to mention quickly, it has our Albion chelated magnesium and potassium. We'll finish the formula when we come back, but we use Albion chelates because they are considered the gold standard mineral chelates. They cost way more than other mineral chelates manufactured overseas, often in India and Asia. But this is all made here in the U.S., and we use it because, quite frankly, they're the best. But with the magnesium and potassium, that's crucial for helping maintain healthy blood pressure ratios. The opposing electrolytes there would be calcium and sodium. But those are the two you really need, magnesium and potassium. We have therapeutic dosages of those, and people have had great results with this blood pressure formula. But in order to hear the rest of the ingredients, you're going to have to come back for segment three of Crossroads Health because we're out of time. So we'll be right back for segment three of Crossroads of Health.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, Pure Whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. This month is Heart Health Month, so this week we're talking about blood pressure and cholesterol, things that affect many of us out there, and certainly at least someone you might know. We're in the middle of going through our Blood Pressure Health Emerald Laboratories formula, and we're going to finish that up with the help of Melody. But before we do, if you are just tuning in, you can always go to cohradio.com. That's a hub where you can get old archive shows. You can get any part of this show. You can connect to supplements.one, our internet partner affiliate that sells all of our products every day at 10% below MSRP. And they quite often have nice coupons that they offer even beyond what we offer on this radio show. So, and this week we are going to be offering, I'm guessing, 45%, Melody?
45%.
45% additional below the already discounted 10% below MSRP. If you go use the code, and what is the code this week, Melody?
The code this week is ROAD.
ROAD. You're going to have to stay
tuned. R-O-A-D.
You're going to have to figure out why we chose that code, but 45% off both blood pressure and cholesterol health. But we need to get through this. We haven't even touched on cholesterol yet. So, Melody, can you tell them about the rest of the formula and why it's so great?
Indeed. Well, another specialized ingredient in this is casein hydrolysate. Now, wherever possible, we have really made a very valiant effort to have as many of our formulas be vegan or vegetarian friendly. This particular product doesn't meet the guideline for vegan, but it is still vegetarian. And that is because this casein hydrolysate, it is milk-based, but it is such an essential nutrient to include in this blood pressure formula. In November of 2004, the American Journal of Hypertension published a landmark study showing that casein hydrolysate effectively relaxes blood vessels, thereby effectively lowering blood pressure. Now, in here, we also include European ginkgo biloba. And ginkgo biloba is a vasodilator that really helps to open up the blood vessels again. That definitely has a positive effect on blood pressure. But it is really important to note that it is European versus, you know, a lot of what's on the market that can come from other countries, including China. Now, not everything that comes out of China is problematic, but when it comes to these botanical extracts, if you can find them from Europe, that is considered to be the most pristine and the best sourcing, because the studies on these botanicals are based on European standards in production and quality. So the European standards not only require that in producing these botanicals, they're using food grade solvents, which would be class 3 solvents, versus, you know, other countries may be using class 1 solvents, which can include other things that may be toxic or carcinogenic. And these class 3 solvents would include things like water or ethanol, which is like a 200 proof alcohol. So it's basically like a food grade alcohol. They also water the plants with potable or drinkable water. The testing for solvents and pesticides is incredibly higher. Like, that level of standard is incredibly higher by European standards. There's hundreds of pesticides that might not even ring a bell, even by U.S. standards, that can come in from other countries. But European standards just really ensure the highest quality, proven results. And other countries' botanicals may not provide the same kind of results. Now, we also were using European hawthorn. There was a recent scientific review of all double-blind control studies on hawthorn, of which there are many, and it found a significant benefit of symptom control on and psychological outcomes from hawthorn extract as an adjunctive treatment for chronic heart failure. There's so many different things that it does to really help support the heart. Like, it helps to improve the heart's maximum workload, has a relaxing effect on arteries, improves circulation, facilitates healthy blood pressure. So there's many, many reasons why that hawthorn is included, plus dandelion leaf powder, which is a natural diuretic and detoxifier. It really helps to reduce that fluid retention. So, and Rick, you know, we've had some really incredible testimonials, but there was one in particular I know you wanted to share.
Yes, actually, our VP of sales and marketing. Now, she is somebody she had given it to years ago. She's been with me, almost 20 years. But she'd given it to a friend who had blood pressure at 154 over 89, which is pretty high. And she took the Emerald Laboratories blood pressure health. After 2 weeks, the 154 over 89 had dropped to 114 over 73. Now, I'm not suggesting everybody's going to have those same results, but that is just an encouraging testimonial on how well this product can work for people that struggle with high blood pressure. So something you should really consider. This is one of those products that really, you can see the results. I mean, I would recommend taking it for at least a month and see, you know, where you land after that. But anyway, just a really great product, something that can give you hope if you struggle with high blood pressure. So with that, we want to get right into the cholesterol because we're going to be out of time if we don't do that. So I want to talk just a little bit about cholesterol in general. You know, cholesterol is, every cell in your body needs cholesterol to function. So cholesterol is not, hands down, the enemy. It's balancing the cholesterol, having the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol in balance. And there's HDL, which is high density lipoprotein cholesterol. Then there's LDL, low density. And you want a good amount of high density because if the ratios are wrong, your cardiovascular risk factors go way up. And the other thing that people don't understand about cholesterol is in the old days, the doctor would test for HDL, LDL, and maybe VLDL, which is very low density lipoprotein cholesterol. Now the testing parameters and the testing specifications have gotten so much more thorough and just more involved. I'll tell you, when Dr. Singha runs our cholesterol, not every standard doctor will give you these kind of results, but they can test for apolipoprotein B, apolipoprotein A. There's a ratio between ApoB and ApoA. And there's just a lot of other parameters to test beyond HDL, LDL, and VLDL. So that's something you might ask your doctor about, what if they test for other parameters. There's also particle sizes, and this is something, what pattern of cholesterol do you have? This is something Dr. Singer always measures for myself, my wife, my two daughters, and we always have pattern A, which is what you want. But the particle size of LDL cholesterol is very important. The smaller particle size, known as LDL density, pattern B, is most likely to cause atherosclerosis, or narrowing of the arteries, which can ultimately turn into arteriosclerosis, which is the most dangerous. Whereas the larger LDL particles, known as pattern A, are the least likely to accumulate in the arteries and cause atherosclerosis. So even if your LDL was elevated, which my cholesterol tends to run over 200, and Mark Singer, he looks at it and says, it's really not a concern, because I always have pattern A, which is the larger sort of bulbous particles on the LDL, and not the more potentially dangerous smaller ones, the pattern B. So there's a pattern A, there's a pattern AB, which is kind of in the middle, and then it's pattern B. And the other thing with my cholesterol, because it always runs over 200, my HDLs are always very high because I take a good amount of fish oil, and you want to be careful which fish oil you take. You want to make sure it's a high quality one. We've talked about Nordic on this show. They don't pay us for this. I personally just take Nordic Naturals because I don't burp it, and it's a good quality triglyceride form fish oil. But my HDLs tend to run 70, which is really, really good. So the ratio between LDL to HDL is really good. So those are all things that you should be thinking about with your cholesterol. And then I'm sure Melody has some other things she might want to add to that.
Well, there's some interesting little articles here. This one, I actually found this one to be really fascinating. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition published an analysis of 21 published studies. So this like publication is an analysis of 21 other publications that tracked almost 350,000 men and women for up to 23 years. So we're talking significant studies. It showed that people who consumed the largest amounts of saturated fat in their diet did not have a higher than average risk of heart disease, stroke, or other types of cardiovascular disease. The real culprit, according to the author, seemed to be refined carbohydrates found in candies, desserts, soft drinks, and white bread. These types of carbs increased levels of insulin, cholesterol, and triglycerides. If you cut back on saturated fat but increase your intake of these carbs, you actually boost your risk of a heart attack. However, substituting fruits and vegetables is protective. And Rick, I know you had an interesting tidbit about hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated fats as well.
Oh, this is a big hobby horse for me. I've been talking about PHOs, we call them in our family, and now they're known as trans fat. I've been talking about this since the 80s, and it wasn't really in vogue back then. And our kids, there were candies that we had our kids, they were never allowed to eat at church. When you answer a question, they always give you Tootsie Rolls, Skittles, or Starburst, pretty much. And it's like, you can't eat any of those. I'm sorry. And so we tell the girls, sometimes they'd get like a nice big bag. And I'm like, we won't throw it away in front of the people because it'll hurt their feelings. But we'd leave church and say, now throw it in the trash. There are certain gummy candies that are not full of trans fat, but Starburst, Tootsie Rolls, and Skittles are all full of trans fat. Now, I'm not saying you should never, ever eat them. Skittles are delicious.
They are.
The fruit, and I'll confess, after Christmas, there was a little bag of Skittles, and the girls were like, oh, you're eating Skittles? I go, I don't care. They're
after
so
you
good.
Made yeah. them throw so
yeah,
many
know,
in the
I
trash.
Know. I know. So there you go. I hadn't had Skittles probably 10 years before that, but they were delicious. Anyway, so hydrogenation is a process that turns vegetable and seed oils into soft or solid fats that, unlike the oil in their natural state, can be used as a table spread that holds up when used in cooking or baking. During hydrogenation, the oil's carbon molecules are saturated with hydrogenation and exposed to extremely high heat. The oil is kept in the heat until it reaches the desired consistency. Shortening, for example, remains in the heat until it is completely solid. It is said to be a hydrogenated fat. Margarine, on the other hand, is removed from the heat before the oil completely hardens, just as it reaches a soft, spreadable consistency. Products like margarine are called partially hydrogenated oils. It's ironic and unfortunate that margarine and even vegetable shortening are touted as heart-healthful products. For years, doctors have told us to replace butter with margarine, and most brands of shortening loudly proclaim that they have less saturated fat than butter does. But as you have probably heard, researchers have discovered that the hydrogenating process produces altered molecules called trans fatty acids. These substances appear to pack a double whammy. Not only do they raise LDL, they lower HDL and cause free radical damage. Instead, eat cold water fish and saute your vegetables and dress yourselves with oils like olive or flaxseed. These foods fill you up while raising your good cholesterol levels. And just if you're going to eat something like butter, just don't eat margarine. Just eat the butter. It's okay. Just limit your intake. But, you know, every once in a while I have toast and I really enjoy it. I don't eat it too often, but I put a lot of butter on it. But I, you know, I limit it.
You know what I've been enjoying too is avocado oil. It has a very, very high, it has a very high smoke point. So it's very great for cooking. It does not alter the flavor of the food. Like coconut oil is phenomenal, but some people just don't like the flavor. And I know we've run over on time.
We have, so we got to go. So anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Did you know glutathione is the most abundant antioxidant in our bodies? Glutathione is known as the master antioxidant and is one of the most important and powerful antioxidants in your body. Glutathione levels in the body may be reduced by a number of factors, including poor nutrition, environmental toxins, and stress. Glutathione levels may also drop dramatically during aging. Emerald Labs' doctor-formulated Cetria L-glutathione is a well-studied form of reduced L-glutathione that has been proven in a randomized, double-blind human clinical study to help support intracellular antioxidant activity, cellular detoxification, and healthy immune response. At Emerald Labs, we are 100% committed to making products that are of the highest quality. It is with this commitment in mind that we have chosen to use only active ingredients in our products, with no fillers or no binders. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based formulas by going to supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it's also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Labs Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes to help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common food sensitivities. Emerald Labs Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion, such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald can be found at fine health retailers nationwide or at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories' Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and Opti MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. This week, we are talking about cholesterol and blood, elevated cholesterol and blood pressure, two big issues. And if you are just tuning in, you can always check us out on cohradio.com. That is archive shows. You can connect to our commerce hub, supplements.one there, where they can, our partner, internet partner affiliate, can supply any products you want at everyday low prices. But we need to get right into the cholesterol health formula because we're going to run out of time. So I'm going to have Melody do this because she's so thorough and meticulous, but she's going to really try and hold this to about 5 minutes so we have time for our getting to know you. So Mel, TikTok. No, just kidding.
The pressure's on. So this formula is really just such a great compilation of nutrients that are very supportive for managing balanced cholesterol levels. It includes flesh-free niacin, which is really helpful for treating any blood circulation problems. And in regards to high cholesterol, it helps not only with high cholesterol, but also high blood pressure. And just some randomly other things too, like sleep problems, insomnia, migraines, hardening of the arteries. There's also chromium in here, and we use albumin chelates again for this. And it's also been implicated as a cofactor in the maintenance of normal lipid and carbohydrate metabolism. And then red yeast rice. Now, red yeast rice, the important thing is that you want to be using an active red yeast rice. So an active red yeast rice will have the naturally occurring monoclonal K in it. And it's also important that it's citrullin free. Citrullin is something that tends to grow in red yeast rice very easily, and it can actually act as a liver toxin. So every single batch of our red yeast rice is tested to ensure that it is citrullin free. There's garlic powder in here, and garlic powder I think is a pretty well-known natural blood thinner, which is thought to also help prevent heart disease, including atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries. So plaque buildup in the arteries that can block the flow of blood and may lead to a heart attack or stroke. And then also that, you know, heart disease would include any issues that would accompany high cholesterol, high blood pressure. And then also garlic's just great for your immune system. We also include CoQ10, which we talked about earlier when we were talking about the blood pressure, but it's also very helpful for cholesterol. It helps to protect LDL cholesterol from oxidation, and it re-energizes mitochondria in the heart cells where the energy metabolism occurs. And then, you know, again, it may also help lower blood pressure. Now, there's a few other really interesting little studies we wanted to cite here. And there is one on red yeast rice extract. So it's a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled study at UCLA School of Medicine found that red yeast rice extract significantly reduced cholesterol levels compared to a placebo. And then there are also, just real quick before we go to our getting to know you, numerous studies have shown that vitamin C reduces the risk of dying from heart disease. One of the mechanisms, in addition to its ability to prevent cholesterol oxidation, is that it's involved in the formation of bile salts. Bile's produced by the liver and released by the gallbladder to digest fats, cholesterol is converted into bile salts and eliminated through the digestive tract. Vitamin C enhances this process by improving bile salt formation and thus cholesterol elimination. So, you know, this is a phenomenal formula. You know, just with that little vitamin C study, even though we're not including it in our group of products this week, just please note that we do offer Pureway C, which offers 12 hours of protection versus the standard 4 to 5 hours that you would get from a traditional vitamin C. And that's also included in all of the multis as well. So just a little side note there. But this week, we are offering 45% off if you would like to purchase Blood Pressure Health, Cholesterol Health, CoQ10, Camu Camu, and Heart, Artery, and Vein Health. When you shop at supplements.one, our web affiliate, and that will give you an additional 45% off of the already everyday 10% pricing when you use the code ROAD, R-O-A-D. Now, Rick, why did we choose the code ROAD this week for our getting to know you?
Well, I want to say one more thing before you get into that, but you'll have to stay tuned for next week's show for heart, vein, and artery health. I will tell you, I take that product in particular. I don't, the cholesterol I don't take because I, you know, my cholesterol, as I said, is not a problem. Blood pressure, I don't really have a problem with, so I don't take that. But the heart, vein, and artery health, check out our show next week, because we're going to get into that, why that's so important. We're going to talk about some unique things like delta tocotrienols, why they're so important for triglyceride management. But anyway, so just a plug for those things also. So we are talking about our road trips. My girls, they have enjoyed taking road trips. In the early years, we would do road trips and I would get to write the whole thing off through business, because I would go visit health food stores and brokers. We did one across the Southwest and we made a left turn at Albuquerque, New Mexico, went up into Colorado. We did one. We went up the coast of California all the way to Seattle. We went across to Spokane. We had ice cream for lunch at Ben and Jerry's. That was great. Anyway. And then we went through Montana, Yellowstone, all kinds of fun stuff. So my oldest daughter, Courtney, I said, what are your best childhood memories? She goes, road trips. Because I think it's because she had a captive audience with Julie, my wife, myself, and her sister. She didn't care as much about that. But we read books and we just had a great time. So actually, my daughter's in college. So not summer of this summer coming up. And the next summer, we're going to do an all cross country road trip. And I told my wife, sorry, it's gonna be 4 or 5 weeks on the road, hon. Sorry, that's the deal. And so anyway, we're gonna zip across to Texas like in one day, and then slow down and go down to Key West and up the East Coast and cross and go back through Colorado. So if any of you are out there and you want to stop by and visit, you let us know and I'll be happy to stop by and we'll hang out. We'll get you lunch. So, and now if we get too many requests, I'll have to limit that. But anyway, but if you're so inclined, you can let us know, and that'll be summer of 2021. We're not supposed to date the show, but I'm going to anyway this time. So
how
there you
fun.
Go. So,
yeah.
So what about you?
That's so fun. Okay. You know, actually, that's kind of a dream of mine and John's, is to do the cross country road trip at some point way down the line. I wanted to talk about how we hit the road. We actually flew out to Maryland. We were there for a trade show one year, and this was when Ella was still a baby, and she was a very good little traveler. My oldest daughter, who's almost 7 now, she was a very good little traveler, but we extended that trip for Expo East, and we actually spent time with my husband's adopted East Coast grandparents, and he took us on a little road trip tour through Gettysburg and into Washington, D.C. And my husband was in the military, so he was stationed out there before I met him. And so he gave me a little tour, and it was really fun. And I have some pictures I'll share. I'm always really reserved when I show pictures of my kids. I'm just so protective of them on social media because they are so little. But this was when she was a baby. And so I will share a picture of us as a family in front of the Capitol building when my little Ella was tiny, tiny little bean.
We are out of time this week, so we hope you enjoyed this show. We hope you'll tune in next week for part 2 of the Heart Health Show. Join us again next week for another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health.